Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Question: so the ego schemes to get what it lacks are pointless? There is no other reason to be here except to remember who you are, to ascend. Question: what happens to the spirit when it leaves the body? It either goes to another planet that needs help, or it just remains on the other side as part of the 99% that guides those who need help. Question: are spirits on the other side in form? They're only in form when they want to be seen or heard. They go back into the collective consciousness, into the group soul. When your life is finished, you bring back the peace that you came here to get for the group. You're not just healing yourself when you're here. A whole line needs the peace that you take back when you go back. It goes into the pot, and your whole soul group ascends a little bit as a result of the work you're doing here. You've come to contribute your peace, which is tied up in what your mother and father were unwilling to love. That's the part that you had to come here to heal. Whatever those two people were unwilling to do that would align them with the will of God, you came here to handle. Question: let's go over the idea of who your parents are. What they were unwilling to do to be a channel for God is what you came here to complete. They're showing you what that is. Say, for example, your mother is judgmental, frightened, controlling, and your father is angry, abusive. If you were willing to impartially observe your own behavior, you would see ways that you do the same thing. Now, the unenlightened person is trapped in that dynamic, believing it's his fate, when what actually happens is that the higher self set up that scenario in an attempt to mirror it enough that he would want to overcome it. That's how your higher self teaches you, showing you over and over until you get it. You don't want people to treat you like your mother treated you, and you don't want to do that to other people. You've been on the receiving end of it. Why are you doing it? You're completely programmed. You are acting out of the program that is locked into the ego's reference disk. You have to go back to where you were when you were bigger than that, to your higher self, and access a different behavior. If you didn't have that bank to pull from, this would be a hopeless game. But you do have that. You don't have to behave like that. If you go on automatic, you keep reaping the same harvest. You get to the point as a result of playing the game enough times, though, that you know these two people can do this to you because you did it to someone else. You planted the seeds for this. If you got stuck with it, it's because you're the farmer who planted it. Finally, you have to say, wait a minute, these are weeds. I have to pull this stuff out. Question: how do you stay unaffected by the circumstances around you? The only way you can ensure that you'll never be in a negative situation is to never be in a negative situation inside. Your outpicturing is only going to mirror what's inside you. When you say, I have to get out of here, these people are so negative, stop and ask, where have I chosen to walk into this environment, and how can I retrace myself back home to the positive? The things you're picking up that activate you are the things you would judge. Maybe in one situation you get anxious because you have a strong feeling that someone's going to hurt you. You're right, because you've hurt someone else, and you haven't pulled those weeds. That's the law. You may feel afraid that someone's going to steal from you. It's not because there's something wrong with other people or the place, but because you are in the space with the consciousness of a thief. The only person you're ever afraid of is yourself. You look for people who are going to lie to people, hurt people, cheat people, because you're out there with the guilt of having done that. when you know you won't do any of that, those people and circumstances can't show up anymore.